Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I love what Larry read from Hebrews, which says, today, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. You know, believe it or not, 50 pounds ago, and when my left knee did not have a torn anterior cruciate ligament and my side ligament ripped, I liked to run. I loved to run. I was a runner. And I ran the Elwood City 10K on the 4th of July more than once, and the Pittsburgh Great Race. That was so much fun, and the Butler Race. And in fact, I finished the Pittsburgh Marathon, but I never started it. So that's another story I can tell you about. But as I was running, it was always, you know, you'd come to the end of the race, and you're tired, and you're sweating, and the crowd would go, you can do it, you can do it. And then you'd sprint, you'd give it your last burst of energy to get across that finish line. And you could, so when I heard the great crowd of witnesses cheering us on, I thought about that today. And it said, you know, take off every weight of sin. Well, before I would run, I would train, I would put weights on my ankles and run. And when you took those weights off, it was like you could fly, you know, like Rocky. Yeah, I could fly now. It was great. So the writer of Hebrews describes this spiritual weight being taken off in Christ, and we can be lighter in Christ and run with perseverance in Christ, and know the clean heart that we can have. Just like a few moments ago, you confessed your faith and you received, and I love that God gives, the church gives me this responsibility. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. And to believe it, not because of me, but because Christ working through the pastor, you are free, you're a new person, you can fly in Christ. You become the person Christ wants you to be. You know, the great Danish Lutheran philosopher, Søren Kierkegaard, once said, to have a pure heart is to will one thing. One thing. To focus on that one thing. And the writer of Hebrews today tells us, focus on Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Martin Luther talked about this too. He said, he wished people would have faith in God the way his little dog, Topol, focused on him when he ate. Topol would be watching, sitting there and watching, and watch Luther's fork go to the plate, pick up the meat. Topol watch, go to his mouth, just focused. And Luther said, I wish people would focus on God just the way Topol focuses on my meal, the food. And in fact, once in a while, Luther, when Katrina, his wife, wasn't looking, he'd get a little piece of meat and give it to Topol under the table. The kids would laugh, and Katie would get mad. Don't do that! It just, you know, it encourages him. But we see from Luke's gospel that Jesus says that he has come to cast fire upon the earth. From now on, five in our family will be against two, and two in our family will be against three. And again, it's questioning, what's he talking? Do you want to come to church today and hear about fire and division in families? I mean, you can get that out there. You can get that in your own family. You don't need to come here and hear about that. So what's Jesus talking about? He's talking about a purifying fire. A fire that burns away hate, anxiety, fear, judgmentalism. Burn it away, and to create in us a clean heart. That's why during Lent I love, create in me a clean heart, oh God. That's what he's talking about. You know that, you people that are married, you have children, whatever. You know, sometimes in love it hurts when it can't be your way. You look at the other person's perspective and you say, okay, well, I'm going to let you be free. I love you, but I don't agree with you, but if this is best for you, then I'm in your corner. And sometimes that hurts, it aches a little bit, but in the end you'll find there's gold there, because the paradox is when you let that person do what they feel God's doing, even though it's against what you want, there's gold in that. The relationship becomes stronger. And you go through the ouch to the wonder. Just like Leah, she went through an ouch, a big ouch. But look, there's the wonder. Chloe, part of us, as Luther said, dying and rising with Christ every day. There's the ouch. Yes, preach it, Chloe. There's the ouch, but also there's the new birth. There's the letting go, and there's the fire of purification that touches all of us. And that fire is the fire of love. The fire of love that God gives us. And this fire, that to realize that we're not alone in this fire of love. That's why I love coming to church, coming up the driveway, walking with Marilyn today. But we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. All those saints in the cemetery, they're not there. They're up in heaven with God. They're looking down on us. All the people have gone before us. All the people that are worshiping God at this time in Pennsylvania, in the United States, in the whole world. We're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. And they're cheering us on. They're saying Jim, and they're saying Sunni, and they're saying Bonnie. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Complete the race. And receive your crown of glory. That's what they're cheering us on to do. See, Jesus, it says, he had the fire too to go through, to go to the cross. But it's so amazing that in Hebrews it says he goes to the cross with a joy. A joy for saving us. And because he went through this fire of love, sacrificial love. You remember he said, Father, take this cup away from me. I don't want to. I'm not a masochist. I don't want to suffer. But he said, not my will, but your will be done. And going through that fire, that terrible suffering, there was a wonderful, marvelous glory. Easter. We are an Easter people. In fact, did you hear what we sang in the Psalms? You are a new person. What did the psalmist say? You are what? Small g. God's. God's. You are God's special children. You are God's special mission in the world. We are a new creation. You are a new humanity. We have a new vision to give the world. We're all people. But they are potential new friends. We are given the resurrection life. Even though we might suffer, there might be fire in our lives. We know in the end, there's going to be resurrection. It's going to be good. And God's kingdom is coming. And all the world will be one. And we will share the people that don't have. We will share it. So there will be people starving in Sudan. Or people starving in Gaza. Or people starving in Ukraine, or people starving in our country, will have so much joy that we will share from our abundance. And nobody will live in hungry. And no babies like Chloe's age will be so thin you can hardly stand to see them on a television screen. But there will be love and joy. And we're part of that responsibility. We are going to have that kind of fire in our brother. Finish the race. God's saying today to you, here we go, St. Paul's, here we go. Here we go, St. Paul's, here we go. Go out there, give the gospel, go with Christ. Be the change the world is starving for. And the peace of God that passes all understanding to keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.